It's 8:55 and 32 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media News. And we have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market report. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you. And grain futures are just lightly mixed this morning after an overnight trade that was mostly higher. December corn did take out late last week's highs and have not done much since. We have a very strong crude oil market, and that has kind of spilled over into the beans themselves. Basis is improving on the beans, pretty flat on the corn, maybe a hair higher. We are continuing to see the federal government shutdown, so no export bookings report this morning, but this market has kind of shrugged off not getting a lot of information. Right now, we see December corn futures at 422 and three quarters. That's a quarter lower. March at 436 is up a quarter. New crop December, 457 and a quarter. That's up a half. On the bean side of things, we're higher with November beans, 1038 and a half. That's up 3 3/4. January's at 1055 and a quarter, up 5 1/4. And new crop November at 1076 and a half, up 5 3/4. The wheat side of things is just a little bit on the firm side. We do expect to see 1 to 3 inches of rain come into the U.S. southern plains. That ought to be helpful for establishing this wheat crop. December Chicago wheat, 504 and a quarter, up a half. July new crop, 542, up 3/4 of a cent. The meal futures are just down about a buck. Bean oil futures are up 60 to 70 points. After a wild day yesterday with limit losses in the feeder cattle, we're seeing the market take a breather and work back higher. Excuse me. We've got the October live cattle at 241.22. That's up $2.17. We've got February's at 242.45. That's up $2.07. On the feeder cattle, November feeders at 365.72 are up $1.50. And March is at 359.05, up 65. On the hog side of things, we're really struggling there. We've got numbers higher. We've got weight starting to work lower. That's a good sign. But December hog futures at 82.47 is up just 7 cents. Outside markets continue to show strength in the crude oil. We're up in the nearby Dease. We're up $3.03 at 61.55. The metals markets are higher this morning with gold rebounding from some stiff losses the middle of this week. We've got the gold futures up $98 right now. On the dollar index, we have been working higher there over the last week's time. The December index at 98.81 is up 1 point, excuse me, up 0.30, up 0.14. These markets are really on edge. We want to see whether the meeting between the Treasury Secretary and the counterpart in China at the end of the week on Friday and Saturday can have a way to pave the way for some new soybean sale to China. Wouldn't that be great news? This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.